fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Ghosts, spirits, demons, poltergeists, UFOs, aliens, Bigfoot, Dogman, Mothman, cryptids, Yeti, Wendigo, the Fae, doppelgangers, psychics, mediums, witches, pagan, Reiki, spiritualism, seances, past life, life after death, black-eyed kids, white-eyed kids, Ouija boards, exorcists, smudging, sage, incense, paint blue, curses, 411, abductions, converse werewolf.
Ghost in the Valley Podcast.
Hi, my name is Wendy M. Koch, and I'm the author of A Gray Resort, and you're listening to Ghosts in the Valley with Al Cooley.
My guest today, Wendy M. Koch. She's been on before. She's got a few books out. She's got a podcast out. So I want to welcome to the show right now, Wendy M. Koch.
Hi. Hey, Hello, Al. Wendy. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm great. I'm excited to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
You're more than welcome. You've been on before, and we've done this before. And So it's always been fun. It's always fun.
It's always a good time.
It's always fun having a new guest on, an old guest on.
Yeah,
and all kinds of topics, yeah.
And it's easy, and we can just, like, talk about anything. I love it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And Happy New Year, everybody.
Got the 2025 out of the way, and thank goodness for that. I mean,
yeah.
I get COVID. I'm still got the lingering effects, but.
We were just saying backstage how 2025 was kind of a dumpster fire kind of year. I mean, at least it was for me, too. I mean, there was just a lot of things that happened, and I'm like, wow, I'm glad to be starting a new year, new beginnings. And by the way, Al Cooley, I am so glad that you're continuing on with your podcast. You've had amazing guests, amazing topics. I know it is a lot of work, but I'm glad that you are continuing on with it.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate that, you know, because it is a lot of work, and it's getting guests, and I'm a one man show, like you were one woman show. Yep. For your I mean, you started out with two, yep. Then you dwindled to one.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, it is, and I hope you come back with that, because it'll be almost a year coming up, and I think in April you've had your last episode.
I know.
So we got to get you back in there, you know, because you have a nice following. You have great guests, you know, and it is a really good show. I mean, you've come a long way. I mean, I listened to your first ones, and so have I, you know. So, you know, and you learn from your mistakes. You learn from life.
Yeah, get thrown into it.
Right.
Yeah, I do have a couple of guests that I really want to have on the show, and I think I will continue on. I won't have as many episodes as I've used to, but yeah, I still have some episodes I want to get out there and topics I want to talk about. So, yeah, that'll still be going on this year for sure.
Yeah. You know, like me, you know, being in a band and the podcast, and I'm writing book two.
Having COVID.
having COVID, you know, So it's like, you know, gotta get some time. And I went to this Paracon last year, and like I was telling you off stage, you know, I bought like, I think like 7 or 8 books, you know, at the Paracon, and I got them all sitting over here. And I got, I'm a slow reader. So people go, have you read my book yet? Well, I'm getting to it, you know. Yeah, so and when I do, I'll leave the comment. That's another thing I want to get to. It's like how important these comments are and ratings on Amazon.
Because oh my God.
Even clicking on it or sharing it, because that's so important. The click algorithms and, you know, and the comments, you know.
It doesn't hurt to share. It does not do it any harm whatsoever. I think people initially are afraid, you know, am I promoting my book too much? And are you too much? And I just feel like, and I think you could probably feel this way as well, as I don't like playing small. I don't want to be small. I am who I am. You know, if I'm too much for you, then, you know, that's fine. But I'm not going to change me. I created something that I think is really, I mean, cool. I love it. And I want to get it out there as much as possible. Now, you know, marketing a book every day. No, I mean, you don't want to bombard people. But at the same time, you want to keep it alive. You know what I mean? Your second book, too. By the way, Al Cooley, I loved it.
Thank you. I appreciate that, you know, because it's mine. This is based on a true story. And I think a lot of yours was as well as memories growing up on in the at the resort, you know. So I understand that, you know, and writing mine was hard because, you know, when you go back, in my case,
almost, so hard.
60 years, almost 50 some years ago, this happened. So I'm going back in memories and been trying to pull up that, as you know, for sure, some you will never forget. But my sister would say, she would call and say, did you put this in the book? I was, oh, dang, I forgot, you know. And so I'll go back and I'll rewrite it. And then when I got to the part where my friend committed suicide on the track, you know, that was really hard. I didn't never put his name out there. I didn't want to do that. You know, that was so hard because I'm reliving that moment.
Yeah. So, yeah. You're reliving mm-hmm. the details of the moment. In a way, is it kind of cathartic? I mean, in a way, it's emotional for sure. I found when I'm going writing my books, going through those memories and things, it is, it's not that it's traumatic, but it's like, oh, wow, I remember going through this, and it all kind of comes back.
Yeah, it comes back to you, and it's so vivid, you know, and, but it was so cool. Like, you know, you do your book signings. That's so cool to be out there to the people buying your book. And so heartwarming that somebody takes that time and effort and money to invest the hard work that you put into it, right?
I love book signings. It's probably one of my favorite things about this whole process of writing is the book signings. I love the energy. You know, of course, you're talking about your, you know, baby that you have out there. You know, you're promoting it. And then to have somebody excited to read it and want to read it, it just doesn't get any better other than getting, you know, a really good review. That's a good too. It's right up there.
Yeah, the reviews are important. And even watching this show, I know there's going to be people coming on later watching it. Share it.
Yeah.
That means a lot because the more people that watch it, the more people come into my podcast, Ghost in the Valley, which Absolutely. Is off every other Monday.
I'm going to blast this all over. So I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, and I'm hoping we were talking off air about you coming back with your podcast, you know, because you have a great, great podcast on the Juicy Pear podcast. I'm going to put that out there. I have a handful of podcasts I listen to in my library that I can really go back and say, this is interesting. You got a good guest on there, good topics on there. And when I put you in my library, I do listen to these podcasts. And that's why it's so great to me.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Why we went into it, it really is, I think all the cool people that you get to meet and that you didn't even know, like all these different things existed. Like I didn't know anything about, I mean, I knew of the Mothman, but I didn't know it was like a whole thing, you know, where they had like a thing every year. It was very cool when I went, it's been 2 years now, when I went to the Mothman Festival, met some really cool people down there. And, you know, just the folklore and everything. It's just, there's just something magical about being in an environment in a space with, you know, people that, you know, just open-minded or, you know, it was very cool. I'm going to go back down there at some point, I think, but yeah, I was so busy last year, but yeah.
Yeah, I have yet to make it one to one, and I
think keep you'd really like it. Yeah,
I wanted to go last year, and then the freaking, I guess, I mean, so much stuff was happening. My dad dying, and at the and everything was going on with the estates and the family, and I was like, you know, so year before that, I couldn't make it because I think you're my dad, and so it's like every year it's like I plan to go, you know. So hopefully
maybe this
year,
is the year. Maybe this is the year. Year.
This might be the
year. It might be the year. I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. Have you ever get a chance to go to like a Paracon where it's so, they're so much fun, man.
Especially, I have yet to do that.
They're so much fun because you get to meet authors, different authors.
Yes.
And, you know, the work that's put into to writing a book, you know, and you so get the and paranormal investigators and so many topics from, you know, aliens to UFOs to Bigfoot.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so, I mean, yeah. The paranormal is a huge, huge field.
Yeah, and aliens and UFOs, I mean, that's big now. I mean, people are starting to think, huh, you know what? There is something to this. This isn't just a made-up fabrication of people.
Yeah, my big concern is AI, you know, and it goes to everything. And AI, you know, even writing. You can write a book with AI that you're not really writing that book. You know, you're letting the computer write it. Or UFOs. So they can make it so real, even on, you see these videos on Facebook and TikTok, and you know, and they're so fake, you know, and
I don't think
you should be allowed to do that. I mean, when you take over somebody else's body and you have them do something,
right.
did this actor actually say that, or did, you know,
that's very, very alarming. The bridge between reality and fiction is just really, there's just a lot of gray there, and that's disturbing. Yeah.
And you don't want people messing with your own work, you know.
No. No.
So it is alarming, because if you see they can almost make these aliens. They're so, it looks so real. And then
the mannerisms and everything.
You're right. And then when a UFO crash actually does happen, or sighting, it's fake, you know. So it really does, especially in the paranormal field. It really does hinder a lot of the paranormal investigators. Writing, and
it takes away the authenticity of it. And then it's like, okay, what's authentic? What's not? What is made up? What's not? And that's, I think we're entering kind of scary territory when it comes to that. I don't like that.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Well, what I want to do today, I want to get in. You have a spanking brand new book out. It's called The Choice. It's the third book in the series. That is awesome. I mean, the man in the water. You know, it takes me back to the first book, because you know you're starting with. I don't want to give too much away, but that is. I mean, we both went with Book Baby as our publishers, and naturally everybody has little qualms with them, but. All in all, but I think they're a really good company. They do fantastic work on their book covers.
Oh my gosh!
And I worked with them before when they were CD Baby. So when I was in a band back then, they did our first and everything was original music on the CD except for a couple songs. And
they did
a professional cover.
They have a whole beautiful graphics design team
right from music to books. I mean, so I said, why not? I mean, CD Baby did a great job on our CD. Let me do Book Baby. Yeah. You know?
And it's cool. You just tell them, you know, I just give them an idea of what I want. I tell them, you know, how I want the font, what colors I want to use, kind of basically just kind of get the gist and the energy of the cover. And they just, I don't know. I'm really happy with it. They knocked it out of the park. I wanted that moody, kind of eerie vibe of the lake, you know, because I remember swimming in that lake. It was always like, I could never see, because it was like coffee colored lake. You could never see down under. You couldn't see what you were swimming by.
You know, sometimes I say you can't judge a book by a cover. I don't agree with that. I think sometimes if you see a generic cover, I'm going to say it's probably generic work, you know, but you know, I don't, just could be me. And it might be a fantastic book, but you know, all three of your books were fantastic covers. And I think they did a great job. And I think they did a great job on my book cover as well.
Oh, but,
you know,
did.
I want to get back to where it all started. You know, it started with the Grey Resort.
Right. Yeah.
Here. And it's award-winning on Amazon.
Yeah, I just, That book, that was, that took the longest, obviously, my first book, 8 years. My younger set, you know, the twins, so I have two sets of twins. They were all in diapers at the time. I had zero time. However, in the evenings after they were all asleep, I had this idea for a book. I would just hearken it to, I was just like homesick, and I was thinking about the cool parties that my parents had on this resort in the 70s and 80s, and this, the whole vibe of it, you know, so totally different from today's world. But when I wanted to capture that, I wanted to capture the feeling and the environment. And I've been told that my books are very sort of atmospheric. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what I wanted to capture. I wanted to capture that era. And you captured it as well with your books too, Al. Oh,
thank you.
Just certain thing, elements in it that I wanted, because it's not like that today, right? But yeah, and I think I've done that. And yeah, I was so excited when I got the first mock-up of.
I want to go back to that cover again. You know, that's that dock right here. You know, there's a dock, and the sunset and the water. That's why with that, with your latest book, it took you back to that. It took you back to the man in the water. That's in the
it
water.
It looks just like how it was. You know? I couldn't believe that they did it. It was exactly. So we had 8 cabins, right? Our main house was like 5 feet from the water. So I'd wake up from my room and it would look just like that. I would see a dock. We had 3 docks, but it looked just like that. So I'm like, cool, I'm going with this cover.
Yeah. Now, that was a great book. And, you know, and reading that, it just, it's one of these books, you know, where you can't wait to turn the next page. You know, you find out who these characters are, and I can almost smell the, your Aunt Cassie's, you know, I could
oh my God, her, you would have loved, you know? Cassie, Al. You would have. She was one of, okay, so Cassie, by the way, is one of the characters in my book, and she's throughout the whole series. She's one of my favorite ones. Very eccentric woman. She is based on a real person. And she had the super white blonde beehive hairdo, very red lipstick, very loud persona. She would tell dirty jokes. She would be loud. She was a drinker, but yet she dressed very sophisticated. She was just, she kind of struck me as just a very, I just thought she was cool. She was eccentric. She would come to my parents' parties. So, you know, this is a small town, Northwoods, and she would come in a whole pantsuit, heels. And I remember walking, she would have her little dog in one arm and then a little drink in the other. And you could always hear the click of the ice in her glass as she would walk to my parents' parties. And she she just took over. Once she was in your environment, you know, you didn't hear anybody else. It was all her. I think she kind of irked some people sometimes. But she was great. I had to have her in my books.
You get to know these characters, you know, from book 1 to book 2.
And her husband, Lyle, sorry, but her husband, Lyle, was completely opposite.
Opposite, right. Very shy. Opposite attraction. You know? I said, well, that is an opposite right there.
Oh, so opposite. He was very quiet, smart, but just very quiet. I remember he would just kind of sit in the background and just kind of, he did a lot of observing. I didn't know what the attraction was, but them two. It's funny. I'm glad I captured it. I don't ever want to forget them. They're great.
Yeah, and I got the feeling that you had a pretty good close relationship with your grandmother as well.
You know, I did.
I think when she moved to England, I can't remember. She moved.
So the first one, she went to Florida. Talking about that in the beginning? She had the accident. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was very, very close to her, though, really close. And yeah, and it was weird when I was writing the first one, I didn't realize how much of that memory was kind of embedded in me until I started writing and it kind of came out. And yeah, she died tragically. And so, but that was, it was cathartic writing it. But yeah, I was sad too.
Where did you get the vision to write that story? I mean, was it from the resort?
I just, I feel like I had a lot of unanswered questions because, you know, as you know, I have a sixth sense, or I think we've talked about that before, where I would know when things were going to happen before they did. I had that quite a bit when I was younger. A little bit now, but I really had a lot of that when I was younger, and I didn't know where it was coming from. I would know things that I really shouldn't know. Like I had an inkling that something bad was going to happen to her, and I didn't like that. And I didn't know where that was coming from. And so my way, I guess, of dealing with it was to write about it, journaling it, writing about it, and maybe, you know, the answer will appear or I'll better understand. And then as I got older, you know, people would say it's not coming from a bad place. But when I was growing up, that was the paranormal. That was something you didn't really touch on. That wasn't spoken of. I thought it was coming from something bad. But I feel like, in a way, I feel like it's a gift from God. I know it sounds weird, but I feel like we have all have our gifts and we mm-hmm. can develop them. And I feel like that was a gift that was given. But at the time, it didn't feel like a gift. It felt like a huge burden.
Yeah, it's like mine. Yeah, I had a huge relationship with my grandmother. I loved her, you know, as most people do with their grandparents, you know. But my grandmother was she was my number one advocate, especially writing back in that time during the haunted house time.
Yeah,
she was never one time did she ever even give an inkling that she thought I was crazy. But I got that from my parents. I got that from my friends. And, you know, you go through hell through school. If you mention about a ghost in school, oh, my God, you're labeled. Here comes crazy Cooley again. And I have these people on my show, like last night, you know, these psychic mediums, that, and they can see apparitions of people. I mean, I know what I went through, but I couldn't imagine if you have this torment in your head all the time of a dead person. You know, so I always find that fascinating, that they can come on this show and they can share their story, and there are so many people that can relate to that person.
It's very relatable.
People that can relate to your books because of the resort.
Yeah. Yeah. It's totally different now. I do go there with my girls. I visit once a year. I love it, but it is very different. So for one thing, I would say, so when my parents own the resort, you know, people would come to the main house if they had any issues, if what do? We got mosquitoes. They're biting me. What do we, you know, sort of just little basic things. How do you, you know, start a motorboat, you know, just all different things that my dad had to deal with. But now it's all like everyone is to themselves. You put in a PIN code to get into the cabin, and that's it's not a sense of community like it was but that's everywhere. That's how it is. And, we noticed that right away, you know, just walking around the grounds. Still lovely. I still love the place, but something is just, it's just different. The energy is different. Whatever was there is kind of left. I don't know. It's kind of sad.
I just think it's time, you know, time. And I look back on mine too, you know, so I look back when I go back to Warren, Ohio. That's where my book was written about, the courthouse square and the log cabin and the river behind the cabin. You know, I was just there the other day, you know. Nice. You know, the log cabin, I mean, it's still there in the same position, but it's not the same cabin. You know, they rebuilt it. And then you have all the courthouse benches are all new. So the resin benches, not the same old benches. Naturally, after 60 years, it's not going to be the same thing. And the trees are all grown up even or replaced. And I'm thinking, I'm just thinking about the time back when I was a kid, how, you know, back when brick and mortar stores were the thing, you know,
so that
you,
was went, the thing.
You,
yeah.
you took the bus, you went downtown, you went shopping, and it was just like the Christmas story. You went and got your Christmas tree. It's just like that time. But now it's different.
You had a big catalog to pick out your Christmas gifts. You'd circle like what you wanted. That totally different from nowadays where everything is.
Right. Now you buy a person a gift card and they're happy, you know, or you go online, whatever store you're going to shop online.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
I give a shout out to especially the independent stores. They have to struggle with the big stores and get people into their store, you know?
Yeah, I think it would be a huge stress.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Let's get the book too. You went from the Gray Resort, which started the whole process.
Did you started the whole thing? I worked so hard on the first book, just blood, sweat, and tears on that. The last thing I wanted to do was make it a series. I was like done. So my friend Laura Eckert, she's also a fellow author, said, oh my God, no, you need to continue on with this series. You need to continue on with the story. Please do so. And I said, I don't know. It was just a lot of work. And she said, no, continue on. I said, well, how many? And she's like, do three. Do your trifecta. You have three. And I really took that to heart, and I did. I wrote An Awakening. I wrote that during COVID. That was, I've been told by a few people that it's more of a spiritual book. It really kind of dives down into the characters and why they act the way they do. We have Mavis, and Margie and Mavis, the twin sisters. Mavis has these powers and how she got those powers. And, you know, I really... That was hard too. It didn't take 8 years to write, but so I'm pretty proud of that one. And I love the eerie yellow. I really
do too. Yeah.
Yeah. That's I told them I wanted to make it that way.
Yeah, it's different stage, I think, in the process of the storytelling too. You know, you added more characters and
I had to kill a bunch off in the third one.
and as a reader, you hate to see a character go, you mm-hmm. know, because you get attached to him, you know.
I had to do something. I did like a 180 and I said, okay, I'm going to break off some characters here. And I really want to hone in on the main ones, what they're dealing with, good and evil. I had fun writing it, but again, I was kind of ripping my hair out with it because, you know, I'm more of a pantser, not a plotter. So mm-hmm. I kind of like just go by the seat of my pants. I really don't know where I'm going to go with it until I'm actually sitting down and writing. And the ideas, you know, the ideas come really, I don't know. It's easy for me. It's kind of natural. The hard part for me is organizing and getting it in a cohesive way. And I wanted to create something that people still want to turn the page. You know, they're invested in the character and they want to know what's going to happen, what's going on with it. And there's a couple, like I'm reading it now. And I'm like, oh man, this is kind of cool book. I was like, wow, okay, I remember that. Because,
And it's so cool that I think the choice came back full circle mm-hmm. as you brought some of these characters back in. I like the whole concept of all three, you know. So, yeah, I wish them much success with it. And I hope your podcast comes back because
I will. It will. Yeah. With the choice, I had fun writing about the one character, Dandelion Mary.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because it kind of, she makes some morally different choices. And I explored that, you know, how one person's choice can really, you know, involve other people and how far that goes. And mm-hmm. yeah.
So you want to do like a spinoff of that?
I think, yeah, I want to do a couple standalone books. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm going to be done with doing series for a while because it's just, it was fun, but it was a lot of work. And I wanted to make the choice a standalone book. I hope I did that. I don't know. That was the hard part to it is to wind it down, but yet make it where people could pick it up and kind of understand what's going on. I mean, I know there's different points of view in the book, but I'm hoping that they can, you know, understand it and relate to it.
Mm-hmm. I think it's very well done. I mean,
thank you.
So when I got the third book, you know, I was like, I couldn't wait to read it, but it was kept being delayed by Amazon, you know? So a lot of people out there that have trouble with Amazon, you can go to your, I don't want to put the website up here. You can go to your website, Wendy M. Coke author, .net.
Yep.
And that you can get, I mean, it's well, that site's very well done. I have to give you a pod on that as well. I know it's tough to, like I said, we had talked about it on the pre-show to, do a one man podcast, one woman podcast.
Yeah.
Also writing and promoting and editing.
Promoting it is pretty hard. Managing. I thought, you know, yeah, with the first book, I thought, oh, this is cool. I wrote a book, it's done. And then I'm like, oh man. And it's navigating, it's shifting too, the world of publishing and writing books. And it is, and you have to kind of keep up with the times and there's book talk and all that. And it is a lot. It really is a lot. And then you got to kind of decide, you know, how do I want to market this? How do I want to you know, what do I want to say about it without coming across as really salesy? It's just, yeah.
You hate to do it. You hate to beg for a review. You know, like I sold over 300 books and I got like 8 reviews. So all I'm asking is if you buy the book, if you get the
leave
e-book,
a review, leave a review.
If you want to listen to the, whatever you're doing, leave a review. It doesn't take but what, 2 minutes and click the, it means a lot.
It does.
It doesn't have people, to be a 5-star review. I mean, if you, whatever you feel, leave that and don't be nasty. But
right.
I think that the reviews are important. And I don't know if a lot of people realize that. No.
I don't think they do. And I think, you know, the world is just spinning on it. It's like on fire right now. There's just a lot going on all the time. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's just a time issue too. But, you know, even if you don't get your book on Amazon, you can still leave an Amazon review, which I think is pretty powerful. Now, Goodreads is really good because Goodreads is just books, you know, people that go on there just read books. So maybe that might hold some weight, a mm-hmm. review from there. But, you know, Barnes & Noble, my books are available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Book Baby Bookshop, any place, you know, if you enjoyed my books, leave a review.
It goes in cycles, you know, and especially on books, and there's like, well, how many, I don't know how many millions are right now on Amazon.
Yeah.
Right. So I always said before, if you don't like Amazon for one reason or another, that's fine. I mean, you can go to, like mine or yours, I know is available elsewhere. You can go to bookbaby.com, to the bookshop. You can go to our websites, you know.
Yeah.
You can go right here. You can go to Wendy.
Barnes and Noble. All you got to do is put in my name.
For the choice, it's available there. Author Wendy Koch, and she has her own site, WendyMKochAuthor.net. You can go to that, pick up her books. Well, Wendy, it's been my pleasure having you on. I'm going to do some more of these half-hour shows, right, get to the nuts and bolts of it, and get your books out there. Again, you know, you want to go to Wendy's website. I want to put it and go to my website. Go to my website as well and pick up our books, you know.
Yes.
Support Wendy. She has a great resort, An Awakening, and she's got the newest one out, The Choice. All three are fantastic. So
thank you so much, Al.
Go to Amazon, pick it up. Go to her website, pick it up. Go to Book Baby, pick it up.
thank you.
Oh, and you also have the audiobook for The Gray Resort.
I do. Yeah. I should mention that. Yes. A Gray Resort is on Audible. Crystal and Andrew Underwood did a fantastic job of that. So if you don't like to read books, if you like to listen to them, A Gray Resort is on Audible. And I'll give them a little plug too. They're wonderful. If you're looking for to make a book on Audible, they, you know, voiceover Crystal Underwood, she was fabulous.
Well, Wendy, thank you for coming on. I'm sure we're going to talk again. I know there's going to be another book coming out. I know it's in you, so.
It might be a couple years, but yes, I have some books coming out, and I will have some more books coming out. And thank you so much, Al, for having me on your show. I always love coming on here. You're so fun and easy to talk to. And thank you so much for what you do for authors and podcasters.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Thank you, Wendy M. Koch. It's been my pleasure having you on the show. Please go to the links below and purchase Wendy's books on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, her website, and any place else you get your books. I'm your host, Al Cooley. Thank you for stopping by. Ghost in the Valley Podcast.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Less Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Upgrade your kitchen today with Clearview Cabinetry. We offer a great selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and with cabinet accessories to match your unique style. View our selection of Clearview Cabinetry on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week.
Save big.